Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're diving into McDonald's, the world's largest fast food chain known for its iconic Golden Arches global presence and consistent menu offerings. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
McDonald's has been a global leader in fast food for decades, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like the status quo bias and familiarity influence their decision-making, especially in areas like menu development and customer engagement?
The status quo bias is central to McDonald's strategy. The company's focus on maintaining its core menu items, like the Big Mac and fries, reflects a preference for consistency and familiarity, both of which are deeply ingrained in consumer behavior. This bias ensures that customers know exactly what to expect when they visit a McDonald's, regardless of where they are in the world. It also helps maintain customer loyalty, as people are often comforted by the predictability and reliability of the brand. The familiarity bias also plays a significant role in McDonald's marketing and product decisions. By leveraging well-known products and branding, McDonald's taps into the psychological comfort that consumers derive from familiar experiences. This focus on familiarity helps the company attract and retain customers, but it can also pose challenges when trying to introduce new or healthier menu options, as these might deviate from what consumers expect from the brand.
And this focus on consistency and familiarity has helped McDonald's maintain its dominance in the fast food industry, appealing to both consumers and investors who value stability and reliability.
Exactly. McDonald's strategic use of the status quo and familiarity biases appeals to investors looking for a stable and predictable business model. However, this approach also means that McDonald's must carefully balance the introduction of new items with maintaining the iconic products that have defined its brand for decades.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at McDonald's. As a global company with a vast consumer base, DEI is particularly important for McDonald's. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
McDonald's approach to DEI is crucial, especially given its global presence and diverse customer base. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance the company's ability to connect with a wide range of consumers, leading to more inclusive marketing and product offerings. A commitment to DEI allows McDonald's to better understand and meet the needs of its diverse customer base, which can help drive customer loyalty and expand market share. For investors, McDonald's focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with modern societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help McDonald's attract and retain top talent, which is essential for maintaining its competitive edge in the global fast food industry.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in consumer-facing industries like fast food, where understanding and addressing the needs of diverse populations is vital to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, McDonald's not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of customers, but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to global markets, McDonald's operates in over 100 countries, offering a menu that often reflects local tastes and preferences. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
McDonald's global strategy involves adapting its menu to meet the specific tastes and preferences of different regions while maintaining its core offerings. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with operating in diverse regions. McDonald's ability to localize its menu, such as offering McSpicy burgers in Asia or McAloo Tikki in India, allows it to stay relevant and competitive in various markets. This approach helps McDonald's mitigate risks associated with cultural differences and varying regulatory environments, ensuring that its products remain appealing and accessible to a broad audience. By understanding local consumer behavior and adapting its strategies accordingly, McDonald's can continue to expand its market share and strengthen its global brand.
And this adaptability is essential for McDonald's, especially as they face competition from both local fast food chains and other global giants. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and customer satisfaction in different markets is key to their continued success.
Exactly. McDonald's focus on understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the fast food industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in consumer preferences, health trends, and global economic conditions.
Now, let's compare McDonald's to other companies in the fast food industry, like Burger King, Wendy's, and Yum! Brands. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
McDonald's dynamics are often compared to other fast food giants like Burger King, Wendy's, and Yum! Brands, particularly in their approach to branding, product consistency, and global expansion. McDonald's strength lies in its iconic brand and consistent menu offerings, which appeal to consumers who value familiarity and reliability. Burger King, with its focus on flame-grilled burgers and a slightly edgier brand image, appeals to a different demographic and has used promotions like the Whopper Deter to drive engagement. Wendy's, known for its fresh, never-frozen beef, appeals to consumers looking for higher-quality fast food, and its social media presence has helped it build a loyal following among younger consumers. Yum! Brands, which operates KFC, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell, appeals to investors interested in a diversified fast food portfolio with a strong international presence. McDonald's behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for consistency, global reach, and brand loyalty, making it an attractive option for those seeking stability and growth in the fast food sector.
And unlike Burger King, which often focuses on limited-time promotions and innovative marketing tactics, McDonald's strength lies in its steady and reliable approach, appealing to a broad base of consumers and investors.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For McDonald's, the focus on brand loyalty, product consistency, and global reach provides a unique value proposition in the fast food industry.
To sum up, McDonald's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their branding strategies, global market adaptations, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives McDonald's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.